And I put my little niece, I had one little niece, and I put her in a chair, dressed her like a little fairy, and set her up on the one end of the table, the first did. And as they went in, she waved that wand over them, and she was a little fairy. And that kept her out of the way. And she was just thrilled to do that. And I had 10 gallon of punch. Had seven different kinds of fruit juices and fruits in it. And my sister served the punch then. And in the kitchen, I had a big dishpan full of popcorn balls. If they wandered in there, they could get the popcorn. They were just loose to go wherever they wanted to. They were 100 of them. And Papa told me they would have to leave by midnight. So I got, for the girls, I had bought little tiny doll mirrors. And I gave each girl a mirror. And I told the boys to, I thought it'd be a good chance for them to get away. So I told them to go down to the spring and hide behind the trees down there and around about, be sure they hid so girls couldn't see them. And the girls didn't know I wouldn't know where they were. And so I gave these girls the little mirrors. And I had two go at a time. Holding their mirror and walking backwards. And I told the boys that whichever girl they wanted to go home with, for them to slip up behind them and look into the mirror. And they had fun doing that, you know. Every boy had a girl. And so it was pretty well equally divided. And then they came back and got their coats and hats and whatever and went home. And that was the biggest party I ever had, but I've had lots of parties, lots of them. That was my brother's birthday, Halloween. He was a Halloween spook. And he was just around about here to do as he pleased. He and the men were to talk or do whatever they wanted to. I didn't tell them what to do.
Yeah.
That's the biggest
party I ever had. Suppose that there was a group of children, and they obviously belonged to more than one family. You might ask about them, Will.
And he was just around about here.
Children, are they? You might ask, Will.
Who are your parents?
Okay. Or you might ask...
What are your parents' names?
Okay, would you ever ask who all's children are they? Okay, and say, if a speaker had made a speech and had spoken about it, several different topics, you know, and you had been able to hear the speech afterwards, you might ask...
What are your parents' names?
Can you tell me anything that he said?
Okay.
What was his topic?
Okay. Would you say, what all did he say?
No.
You would never say?
I'm not in a habit of saying, adding all to things.
You would never say, what all?
What all did he say? No.
Okay. He said, no one else will look out for them. You say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And he said, if no one else will do it
for him, he said he'd better do it himself.
Okay. And what's made out of flour and baked in loaves?
What is made out of flour and baked in loaves? Bread.
What different kinds?
Oh, several varieties. You can make biscuit. You mean it has to all be in loaves?
No, just generally.
Oh, you can make biscuits, you can make good. Oh, mankind, you can make lots of things out of flour. Different varieties, lots of varieties of things.
What if the bread is made to rise?
You use yeast.
What kind of bread do you call that?
We call that loaf bread. Okay. Or buns. Or pizza rolls. Or,
what's that?
Tootsie rolls. Well, it's small rolls. With fruit inside. And donuts. Different ways of making the loaf, you know. Sizes and shapes. But it's all yeast. You use yeast. Yeah, I can do any of that.